We're up to Kuf Aleph and Beis, Tana Rabban. Pishchei Sharigina, you have openings that open into a gina, which is a carmelis. Bizman Sheishlein Beis Shar Midifnim, Parseach Benoah Midifnim. So if they have a Beis Shar, Beis Shar is a little butka, a little guard, enclosure. And they built that picture. This one has a good picture. Here. Here's the door with the lock. The lock is a box itself, which has the dimensions, could be even of Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It's 4x4, and what's it called? We'll see in 1 second why it's considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid, since the Maisa, there's a space between it and the ground, more than 3 tefachim. But the lock itself is a box. And then there's this little guardhouse that could either be on the inside of the door, towards the garden, or towards the house, or towards Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, I mean, on the outside, or on the inside towards the garden. That's here. Where's the one with the inside? Yeah, here's the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, here's the garden, here's the guardhouse. So the guardhouse can either be towards the Carmelis, or towards Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Or in the other case, where it's Rosh Hashanah Yochid and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the guardhouse can either be on the Rosh Hashanah Yochid side, or on the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim side. Either it's before you get to the door going out, or before you get to the door going in. This little guardhouse is obviously Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And the lock is a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. We'll see in 1 second. So the Gemara says like this. Shari Gina. Zman Sheishlem Beishar Bifnin. If the Beishar is on the inside of the door, Poseach Benoam Bifnin, you can open and close the door from the inside, because you're basically taking, we'll see, from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Mibachutz, if the guardhouse is on the outside, Poseach Benoam Mibachutz, then you can open the door standing in that guardhouse from the outside. Mikan and Mikan, Poseach Benoam Kan Vakan. If there's a guardhouse both on the inside and the outside, then you can use the key and unlock the door from both sides. Ein lohem lolakan velolakan, if there is no guardhouse at all, then asurim kan vakan. Then it's asur on both sides. See 1 second how this is talking. V'chein chanuyos hapsuchos l'shus harabim. The same thing goes for chanuyos, or little stalls, where they used to sell things. And they're open into l'shus harabim. V'zman sha'amanu l'mato mi'asara, if the lock is within 10 tefachim of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so then maybe mafteach me'erev Shabbos u'meinicho be'eskofa, then you bring the key from Erev Shabbos and you put it on the threshold of the door. L'machar poseach v'noel u'machzir eskofa. Next day you pick up the key from the threshold and open the door and put it back on the threshold. V'zman sha'manu l'mal mi'asara, if the lock is higher than 10 tefachim, then maybe mafteach me'erev Shabbos u'meinich b'mano. Then you bring the key erev Shabbos and put it on top of the lock. L'machar poseach v'noel u'machzir l'mkomo. Divrei Meir. Next day you open the door and put the key back on top of the lock. All this Rashi will explain. Just let's finish up the Gemara. That's what Meir says. Even when the manul is higher than 10 tefachim, maybe mafteach me'erev Shabbos u'meinicho be'eskofa. You bring the key from Erev Shabbos, you put it in the threshold, l'machar poseach v'noel u'machzir l'mkomo. And what's it called? The next day, you put it back where it was. Oh, the chalon chagabi a pesach, im yesh b'chalon arba al ha'ara. 1 second. So let's see what's going through here, and then we'll see. Shari gina, stam manuleyen gvoim asara, urechoden arba, urechus hayachit hei.
The first thing Rashi says is that Sharagina, the manol, is not the kind of lock that we have that's inside the door. It was an outside lock that was in a little box that attached to the door. And it was 4x4, and it was higher than 10 tefachim. And therefore, either one of two things. Either we say gudachis, that the mechitza goes down, and even though there's a space of more than 3 tefachim, and it's mechitza shagdoyim bokimbo, you have to say that there was some kind of extension of the lock that went within 3 tefachim of the ground. That's what some rishonim say. That the thickness of the lock went down. The lock was like a post on the side of the door. Not like this box here, but it was like a post that went down. So it was mamash rishus hayachid. Or, according to other rishonim, the reason the lock is considered rishus hayachid is kapi tikri yori besosin. And by kapi tikri, you don't have to say kedoyim bokimbo. As long as you have the shear of a tikra, and that the lock had, a sharp corner going out, horizontally, then you say pitikra, and by pitikra you don't need, it doesn't make a difference if it's opened underneath, you say it goes down and it makes it rishus hayachid. So, for either reason, the lock itself is rishus hayachid. Beishar, Bayis Cotton, Upesach Hagina Pesurbo. It's a little house, a little room, and the door to the garden opens into this room. We're talking things that go from a gina into Rishus Harabim. The door separates. On one side is the gina, on the other side is Rishus Harabim. Same thing. The chanus open to Rishus HaRabim is the same thing as a gina open to Rishus HaRabim. The Beishar Rishus HaYochid. The Beishar itself is Rishus HaYochid. Doesn't make a difference if the Beishar is in the gina or in the Rishus HaRabim. It's a Rishus HaYochid. It's a little room that has the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid. Lo lekan, below lekan, asura mikan, lekan, mikan. If there is no beishar on either side, but it goes directly from the door to Rishus HaRabim, from the door into the gina. The manul Rishus HaYochid, because the manul itself is Rishus HaYochid. The apopi shemafteach munach alav, and even though the key was left there from before Shabbos, the gazer of Meir, shelo yama Rishus HaRabim, below the gina, the yigal mafteach shel Rishus HaYochid, shema yivieno etzlo Rishus HaRabim, all the karmelis. Reb Meir holds that even if the key, I don't really understand what I'm saying, you leave the key there, what's it worth? Right? You're leaving the key out there, anybody can take it, but it's obviously not a key that was for the sake of locking or unlocking the door for other people. It was like what we call a handle, a door handle. Except the door handle was what they called the key, and you couldn't open the door unless you put the key in the hole, and then it became the handle. But it can't be talking about a key that was for the sake of security, because how can you leave it there, right, where everybody can see it? So I don't know what the it's mistaken, not that kind of key.
It's the same.
What? Right, exactly, yeah, it doesn't make sense. So in any case, what you have is like this. You have the key in this box, on top of this box, so the key is in Rishus HaYochid. You're standing in Rishus HaRabim, or you're standing in the Gina, which is a Carmelis. And you want to take the key, put it into the lock, put it back into the back on top of the lock. So you're standing in Rishus HaRabim, and you're moving something from Rishus HaYochid to what's it called, back to Rishus HaYochid. Okay? It's higher than 10 tefachim, so it never went into Rishus HaRabim. So the problem is, the Meir holds are afraid if you stand in Rishus HaRabim and move things in Rishus HaYochid, you may come to take it into Rishus HaRabim, less than 10 tefachim, and then you'll be higher for carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. The Meir's goes there back zero. And from here it's clear, the Meir's also goes there from Rishus the Rabbanan, from a Carmelis to a Rishus HaYochid, who also goes in. The Chain Chanuyos, the common before is hide the Chain, the Biscopus Carmelis, the Gina Kamar. שערי חנויות פעמים שהמנוליהם גבוהים פעמים שאין דמוכים לפי חגנוסר בן חילק. Right, later on the Gemara is going to discuss that the iskofa over here by the chanus, the threshold, is also a karmelus, just like the gina, same case. So what's the difference between the gina and the chanuyos? Because by the chanuyos, sometimes the lock is higher than 10 tvachim, sometimes it's within 10 tvachim. Hashenki, by the gina, nistama, the locks are always higher than 10 tvachim. So lemachar poseach umanicho iskofa. So over there, you put it on the threshold. The kamei forish, the mehacha shaminan, the hada be'rav meir misharigina. Below gosser b'homei b'shus harabim shlo yitalto the karmelis. To iskofa karmelisi. Here, from here, the Gemara later on will establish that Rav Meir had charata from the case of the karmelis. In other words, Rav Meir, who was gosher, that you can't stand the Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim and carry, move something in the other Rishus, right? And Reb Meir, who said that that applies even from a Carmelist to Rishus HaYachid HaRabim, had Charata from the case of the Carmelist. But since the case of the Carmelist itself is only a Gzera, we're not Gozer that you shouldn't stand in the other Rishus and move in a Carmelist. Why? Why the iskofa karmelisi? Because the threshold is a karmelis. The rechava dalit, the iskofa is 4 tvachim wide, the ena gavoyud, and it's not 10 tvachim high. It's a threshold of the door here. Here's the threshold. It's 4 tvachim wide, but it's not 10 tvachim high. So it's a karmelis. So you're putting the key on the iskofa, standing in the shusarabim, picking up the key from the Carmelis, opening the door, putting it back down. So you're moving something in a Carmelis, right, from Rishus HaRabim. And Rav Meir says that's okay. That is connected with the case of the Gina. What he said.
He's standing on the threshold, isn't he?
What?
The threshold of the Carmelis, isn't
he? The threshold is a Carmelis. And you're standing in Rishus HaRabim. You're standing here, picking the key up from here, and opening the door.
But the lock is Rishus HaRabim.
What?
I thought the lock is
Rishus HaYachid. No, it's talking in a case where the lock is less than 10 tvachim high. It's not Rishus HaYachid. The whole thing is karmelis to karmelis. But you're standing in Rishus HaRabim. Let's see Rashi. Let's see a second. So we're coming for, okay, so Mara says, why? Mishara Gina. V'lo gazer b'omid Rishus HaRabim shalo yitalko b'karmelis. From here we see that the mayor holds that you could stand in Rishus HaRabim and be metalko in a karmelis. How so? The iskofa karmelisi, because the iskofa, the threshold is a karmelis. The rechava dalit vein a gavoy yud. Ukshenoku mafteach misham. When you pick up the key from the iskofa, who omeg b'shus harabim, and you're standing in b'shus harabim, right? Umalicho derech avir ha iskofa lemanul shal gabav lemata mi'asara, and you move it in the air. What's it called? You're standing to Rabin, you move it in the air of the iskofa, which is the air of a karmelis, right? You don't have to bring it into Shus HaRabim. And you put it into the lock, which in this case is less than 10 tvachim high, so the lock is also a karmelis. Come the top of the karmelis, the karmelis. The low gozer, Reb Meir, Shemi Yavienu Etzel Kutzlo V'yaskofa. And Reb Meir is not gozer. So basically, you're standing in Shus HaRabim, you're picking up the key here, moving it less than 10 tvachim high into the lock. The lock is also a karmelis, because this lock is lower than 10 tvachim, over the iskofa, it's not over Rishus HaRabim. So it's a karmelis, this is a karmelis. You're standing in Rishus HaRabim and moving a key in a karmelis. And Reb Meir says that's okay. That's not the same case, that's not the same halacha as the case of Shari Gina, where you're standing in the Gina, in a, what's it called, in a karmelis, and you're moving the key in the Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim. And there Reb Meir said it's no good. So obviously Reb Meir changed his mind. Okay. That the Gemara is going to say later. But Rashi brings it down here so you'll realize there's no contradiction. Because it's open contradiction. The Gina Reb Meir said you can't do it, and here he says you can. L'machar poseach v'noel ba'al ha'iskofa hu omeid u'metaltel mi'pesach Mafteach me iskofa lemanul al derech avir haiskofa de ain tilt below the karmelis. So if you're standing on the threshold, right? And your metalto from the lock, which is also a carmelist, back to the threshold, then your what's it called? Your metalto from carmelist to carmelist. And here you're standing in the carmelist, in the...
That's the first time you're a carmelist.
Second. Let's just see the case over here. It's a different case.
Right.
So here, the case is where the manul is higher than 10 tefachim. So manul is Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So if you'd be standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you're, what's it called here, you're standing in a carmelis, and you're in a talcum in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Because the lock is Rosh Hashanah Yochid. What's it called? Is you're standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Okay, that makes more sense. But if it's talking about the other case, then it's the same thing. It's karmless to Shusayachit. Okay. Umachzira l'mkomo, Rashi says, let's go for it. You put it back on the threshold. Manicho b'manul, avalo b'shkofa. Tichimamti le meshkofa l'manul, umatik mikarmless to Shusayachit. If the manul is higher than 10 tefachim, then the lock itself is a Shusayachit. So if you put it back on the lock, you're carrying from a karmless to a Shusayachit. That you can't do. So then you're forced to put the key down on the threshold. Lincomo, Lamanul al Gabov, Kigo Manulim Halo Shoes, Shaosim Ani and the Pishayim, Roshayim Rechavim, right? You put it back on the top of the lock, that box, right? That's if the lock is less than 10 tefachim. Okay? The Chachamim Omrim, the common Mephorish Taima, the Lomashvi Lehai Manul Shusayachid, right? And the Chachamim say that we'll see in a second the case of the The Chachamim Omrim, we didn't get there. The Chachamim Omrim, after Zman Shamanul Amalam Yasara, even when the lock is higher than 10 Tvachim, so it is a Rosh Hashayachid, maybe Mafteach Me'erev Shabbos, Umeinicho Biskofa, you can still do the following. You can bring the key Erev Shabbos, put it on the threshold. That's a Carmelis. Lamachar Poseach the Noel, tomorrow, the next Shabbos, you can open the lock, right, umachziru l'mkomo, and you can put the key back on the iskofa. O b'chalon shalgabe ha-pesach, im yesh b'chalon al-bal. Or you can put it back on the window above the door. That's this case. There's a little window above the door, so you can put it back there, or back here, either place. Put it back on the iskofa, or you put it on the window. It's in second wide, and not on the lock. But if the chalon has 4x4, then it's also. Because then the chalon is Rishus Hayochid. Mipnei Shukumotzi Mishus Rishus. Rashi. And the Wachigul Limkomo means you can put it back on the lock, where it normally is. And then the Rabban and Hold, we're not afraid, even if you're standing in Rishus Harabim, to move something into Rishus Hayochid. Because the Lysa, what's it called? You never took it into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Just you're standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The key was always in a Carmelis, and then you, what's it called, put it on top of the lock, which is Lachar Rosh Hashanah Yochid. That Lachar you shouldn't be allowed to do. Because you're moving from a Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. We'll see in 1 second why that's allowed. Or you put it back on the window, which is also not a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. But if it's 4 tefachim wide, then it is Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Okay, Chachamim Omrim, the common first time of the Lomashvi Lehai Manu Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Why would the Rabbanim permit you to take the key from the threshold of the Carmelis and put it on the lock? That's more than standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and moving in a Carmelis or moving Rosh Hashanah Yochid. You're moving the key from a Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So the Gemara is going to have to explain why that's okay, according to the Chachamim. Why can you take the key from the threshold, open the door, and then put the key back on the lock if the lock is Rosh Hashanah Yochid? Forget about what you're moving from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but actually you're taking a key from a Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. That's awesome. Limkomo, liyiskofa, o lechalon, shein bo arba. You can put it back on the threshold or into a window that doesn't have four tefachim wide width. The apple gab the gaboy sorrow, mokum ptur bialmahu. Since it's not four tvachim wide, even though it's 10 tvachim high, it's a mokum ptur. Shemotzim reshus leshus, but if it has four tvachim, then it's a real reshus ayachid. Beiskofa shu karmelis lechalon shu reshus ayachid. Then you can't take it from the iskofa and put it in the window, because the window is reshus ayachid, and the iskofa is a karmelis. The apple gab the inicho trila b'manul, and even though in between it being in the iskofa, the karmelis, to it being on the window, which is reshus ayachid, you put it in the lock, and the lock shu mokum ptur, because it's less than 10 tefachim high, the lock. The rabbanon ubatul etzul kol harishuyos to ravdi mikaimelon domer perakama uvavach leachlifu. You're not allowed to take something from reshus harabim, put it into a mokum ptur, and then take it from the mokum ptur and move it to reshus ayachid. That ravdi mi says is also, even though you can take something from Rishus HaRab and put in Mokum Ptur. Take something from Mokum Ptur and put in Rishus HaYochid, or vice versa. But you can't use the Rishus, the Mokum Ptur, as a in-between to get it from Rishus HaRab and Rishus HaYochid. So even though you're putting it in the lock, and the lock is talking, we'll see where it's not a Rishus HaYochid. It's a Mokum Ptur. It's not for Tvachim wide. So then what's it called? You can't take from a Karmelis into a Mokum Ptur, and then from a Mokum Ptur to Rishus HaYochid. That you can't do. And even though before we had those Machlokas Rav and Rav Yochanan, whether this dinner of Dimi only applied from Rishus HaRavim to Rishus HaYochid, or even Rishus Rabbanan, but this Amora holds like the one who holds that you can't. Mokum Ptur, who was not a Gemara Sakhalin Kwalashim. And now the Gemara is going to discuss all these cases. Midikomar v'chein chanuyos. From the fact that the Gemara said the same halacha applies by these stalls. Mechlau di biskofis karmelis haskina. Mestama, we're talking about an iskofa that's a karmelis, because that's the case of the chanuyos. It's a karmelis. Hai manul hechidoni. So how is the lock talking? What is the lock? Igalesh be'arba mokum p'turhu. If the lock doesn't have four tefachim width, it's a mokum ptur. It's 10 tefachim high, and it's not four tefachim wide. So it's a mokum ptur. The e is be'arba, right? And if it does have four tefachim, it's a reshus ayachid. But ha lemer abonan, after zman shamanu l'mala miyud, maybe mavtech ner shavis, u'meinicho b'skofa, l'mocher polseach v'noel bo, u'malziru l'skofa, ole chalom, sh'agabe ha'pesa, v'mitalko mikarmelis reshus ayachid. If the, what's it called, the right, even if the manul is higher than 10 tefachim, then you can take the, what's it called, the key from the iskofa, and the next day put it either back in the iskofa or on the window, which is reshus ayachid. L'chora, you're carrying from a karmelis to reshus ayachid. How could you do that? Omer Abaye l'olam dein bo harba. Talking with us, not four tefachim. The yesh bo lochu kol hashlima l'dalet. But you could, there's enough thickness in the door that you could carve it out and make the, what you call the lock, four tefachim. Itself not four, but it's adjacent to the door, which is thick enough to carve out four tefachim. Uba'a plige. The Rameir sober chokim l'hashlim. Rameir holds that you consider it as if it's four tefachim, because since it's right next to a place that could be carved out and finish it off to four tefachim, and therefore it's considered reshus ayachid, and you can't put it on the lock. But Rabbanan Savri ain't chokikim mahashlim. They hold it, no. You, just because it could be carved out, you go with the dimensions it has now, and it's not four tefachim now, it's a mokum ptur. And therefore you could put it, but you could take it from the iskofa, put it into the lock, and then put it, what's it called, onto the, because you went from a mokum ptur, or karmelis, mokum ptur, reshus ayachid. Amar Rabbei boy barabaya, shma minoa mehom ashnisa plas. You can hear from this price of three things. Shma minoa chokikim lahashba. According to Rabbi Meir, you learn from here that if something doesn't have the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid, but it's right next to something that you could carve out and make it the dimensions, then you consider it as if it's carved out and it has the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid. Ushma minoa hader bei Reb Meir misharigina. And like Rashi said before, we hear from this brisa that Reb Meir had charata from the case where you're standing in the Carmelis. Because it's only when you're in Rishus HaRabim and then you're moving something in Rishus HaYochid, then Reb Meir was afraid. But if you're standing in a Carmelis and then Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim, he's not afraid. Ushma minoa the Rabbanon isa v'Rav Dimi. That everybody holds that Rav Dimi's case, that you can't take from one rishus into a makom tur into the other rishus. The chiyos Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, makom shein bo arba mutlus ne rishus haram ne rishus hayochid the kativ olav uvilvad shol yachlifu. Anybody in rishus harabim can put something on a makom tur. Anybody in rishus hayochid can put something on a makom tur. But you can't take from a Rishus HaRabim, put it on a Makom Ptur, and then take it into Rishus HaYochid. That not. But either side, one way, is okay. But to transfer it from the Makom Ptur, something that was in Rishus HaRabim, and now it's in a Makom Ptur, to take it now into Rishus HaYochid, that you can't do. That's Rav Dimi. See Rashi? Makom Ptur who? The chihavi l'malam me'asora heichi mashpili Reb Meir Rishus HaYochid v'osa. The ma'ase, if the lot is not 4 tvachim wide, even though it's 10 tvachim high, right, why would Reb Meir asur in that case? It's not a Rishus HaYochid. It's a Makom Ptur. The yeshbo l'achuk, the Gemara says no. It's talking where it's 10 tvachim high and it's not 4 tvachim wide, but it's right next to the door, which is thick enough that you could carve into the door and make that the lock extend enough to be 4 tvachim wide. The yesh balachu besocha delas etzo rosh hamanul ba'ovyo shel delas lahashlim rosh hamanul le'arba. There's enough thickness in the door to add to the thickness of the lock, and now it'll be 4 tvachim. So Reb Meir holds chokikim lahashlim. Rowin also ki'ilu chaku. We consider it as if it's carved out, and we look at the lock as if it's a full 4 tvachim wide. And that's Rishus HaYochid. The Meir holds, you can't put it on top of the lock. Ein chokikin, yugach makom ptur, ubi'almahu. The Rabbanan holds, no, the lock is not Rishus HaYochid. It's only a makom ptur. And therefore, you can put it on the lock. Hadar be Reb Meir misharigina, midikoshori lama b'shus harabim. From here we see that Reb Meir had charata from what he said by Sharagina, that even if you're in a Carmelis, you can't carry in Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. He had charata from that, and if you're in a Makom that's only awesome with the Rabbanan, you can put your hand into the other Rishus and move something around. Because what will be the worst that will happen? You'll bring it into the Carmelis. So you'll only be in overness of the Rabbanan. So the word goes there to do something, because maybe you'll be over in Sitra Rabbanan. That's Gzeru Gzeru. But if you're standing in Rishus HaYochid, there Reb Meir said, you can't move something in Rishus HaRabim, because if you bring it to you, you're over in Sitra Raisa. Midikoshori lama Rishus HaRabim. The legal mafteach meiskofis Carmelis. From that fact that Reb Meir said, you can stand in Rishus HaRabim, take the key from the threshold, which is a Carmelis, v'holicho derech avira l'manuel, and then not to bring it into Rishus HaRabim, but to pick it straight up over the iskofa, which is the Carmelis, and put it in the lock. Shulamata me'asora, in a lock that's less than 10 tvachim high, it's also a Carmelis. It's 4 tvachim wide, less than 10 tvachim high, it's a Carmelis. So what are you doing? You're standing in Rishus HaRabim, you're taking a key in a Carmelis, picking it up over the Carmelis, putting it into another Carmelis, and opening the door. So what should we be afraid of? The tiltle in the Carmelis is not a problem. What's the problem? You may take it into Rishus HaRabim. Reb Meir says, okay. So you see, Reb Meir is not choshish that you may take from the Carmelis to Rishus HaRabim. The vote goes on Shemi Avienu Etzol Rishus HaRabim. And in this case, Reb Meir was not gozer that we're afraid you may take it into Rishus HaRabim. Ushmami no seifa nani. May the Koshori Lama Dala Iskofa Karmelist. The safe also tells me you can stand on the threshold, which is a Karmelist, the legal Mafteva Manuel Lamalami Asura, the Iskofa is Karmelist. Ulaliko Derechavira Lamanuel, Velo Gaza Shemi Vianueslo, the Iskofa is Karmelist. The safe also. You're standing on the threshold, you're in a Karmelist. Now the lock is talking where it's higher than 10 Tvachim, and it's 4 by 4. So it's a Rishus HaYochid. You're taking the key from the Carmelis, right?
It's not and 4 by 4. It's because the lock hook. It's not really 4 by 4, is it?
Right. According to Rabbanan, right. Rameir holds your choking.
Right, but
this is she saying the chain, the sefer, shvami no sefer nami, with the kashori lama al skofa karmelis, the legal mafteach the manul lamala mi asora, the skofa is karmelis.
It's on top of the manul, of his manshe manul lamala mi asora. Maybe in Pesach, the mafteach, the erev Shabbos, the yichud the manul.
Right.
He's standing in the soup, he's opening it in Rishus HaYachid, and he's putting it back on top of the Rishus
HaYachid. But you can't put it back on Rishus HaYachid. You took it from a Karmelist to Rishus HaYachid.
No, but you took it from the Rishus HaYachid, on top of the Manu.
You're taking it from the box.
Right.
And here it's talking where it's not to come. Here it's where it's Marisha Rishu Seyachid.
It's not Rishu Seyachid, it's only like a
Zavon Rishu Seyachid. No, it's like a Traskel. It's like, that's what you said.
No, it's only three. That's the right one, Rishu Seyachid?
What?
That's the right one, Rishu Seyachid.
Yeah. So you say yeah. The old chokikim it's the gabi mezuzah too. Doraisi. No, so that's the halacha of chokikim. But it applies to mezuzah too, which is the chorad in doraisi. Shmami no medrabanan. The Amri Miesh Arbal Arba, Asa Lito Mafteach, Meiskofa, Velino Bmanu, Shemokum Tur, Veliklo Misham, Ulanicho Bechalom. We also understand from the Rabbanan never goes there of standing in one Rishos and moving in another Rishos. And still, the Rabbanan Asher, if the lock is 4 by 4, you can't take the Mafteach from the Iskofa, that's a Karmelist. Right. And Miskofa, 1 second, little Mafteach Miskofa, and then open the door or lock it, Shumakum Ptur, right? The lock is a Mokum Ptur, because it's not Arbar Arbar, according to Rabbanan, because it ain't Chokikim Lahashlin. The little Misham, Lanicha Bechalo. You can't take it then out of the lock and put it in the window. That they ask, right? You have to put it back on top of the lock, not in the window. Why? Or put it back in the Iskofa. And the Ratosha says you can put it back in Rishus HaRabim too. But nobody leaves the key in Rishus HaRabim. People just take it away. That you can't do, even according to the Rabbana. Because men, it's not a question of being afraid to take it into Rishus. There the problem is, you took it from the threshold, which is a Karmelist. You put it into the law, which according to the Rabbana is a Mokum Tur. And you took it from the lock and put it in the window. That's a Rishus HaYochid. What you did is transferred something from a Karmelist to a Mokum Ptur, and from a Mokum Ptur to a Rishus HaYochid, and that's awesome. Again, like we said, like the Mandiomer holds before, that transferring Derech Mokum Ptur to Rishus Rabban is also awesome. Yisal Rav Dimi, Dohomer Uvach Rechlifo. We see from there that we hold that Rav Dimi, that you're not allowed to transfer Derech Mokum Ptur. You can just do it one way. From Rishus HaYochid to Mokum Ptur, from Rishus HaRabim to Mokum Ptur, or vice versa, but not three things. Mokum Ptur, what's it called? Rishus HaYochid, Mokum Ptur, Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. That not.
Why did it bring that one down?
What?
Why didn't it bring that Madama? Why didn't it bring Rav Dimi, which is going by Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim?
No, because this Madama holds no difference. When Rav Dimi said that you can't do it, right, that's the Machlokas later, Rav and Rav Yochanan is in Rav Dimi. Did Rav Dimi hold that only by Rishu Yisdoraisa, or even by? And there's also another machlokas here. By it says that Rav Meir had charata that you can carry from a, you can move something in a Rishus if it's only a din of Durabonim. How about the Rav Meir had charata? There's a sheet I think the Rif holds that Rav Meir had charata bichlal for the whole halacha. And Rav Meir holds the Maisa that you can stand like the Rabbanan, even in Rishus HaYochid, and move Rishus HaRab. In other words, the fact that he had Charata from the Carmelist means he had Charata from everything. The Ritva holds he only had Charata from the case of the Carmelist, but still he holds you can't stand in Rishus HaYochid and move something in Rishus HaRabin, and because we're afraid you'll bring it to you, and there it's a Doraisa. And if the Orzarua holds that Rav Meir had Charata from that, he had Charata from everything. And he tells you, we don't make such a Gzeirah B'Klal.
Okay.